100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lauren Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at One A Day Until the Day I Die.com. It's Sunday, so time for the weekly challenge where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. I wonder what the topic is for this. It's revolution. Well, how many of y'all came up with a story based on the topic of revolution? I'm not going to count. Instead, I'm just going to let you listen to them. Or you can go to the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com and count. Or you can just come up with a number. I don't know. Who's going to recount it? Anyway, let's listen to the stories.
Rick Thomas here in Fort Myers, Florida, with my offering for this week's challenge word, revolution. The title is Karma Revolution. There's a common thread that runs between God and the devil, right and wrong, yin and yang, darkness and light. It creates a thin but definable line. As we sow, so shall we reap. Karma comes in all shapes and sizes, but sometimes karma is slow, so I lend a hand. Oftentimes, a digital photo in an email or a well-placed rumor worked as well as a slashed tire or injury. For the greater good. In a county of small towns, tales of bad karma travel. And folks buy into it. We have built a real nice community here.
Hello. This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com. NaNoWriMo started this week and I almost forgot to write my 100 word story. This is episode number 759 with a prompt of revolution. Here it is. The two agents moved in on Durgal, one on each side, acting aggressive. Look, wiener dog man. We're the legitimate authority, not your crowd that plays at keeping the law and order. Durgal tried to look at each agent at once, ending up looking cross-eyed. Does legitimate authority try to take a minor against his will without his parents or other legal guardian? One of the agents shook his head. You supers think you're going to start a revolution and recreate our national intelligence agencies. Durgal laughed. We're not trying to recreate anything. We just want to augment it. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. A giant creature moved forward sluggishly, its head bowed down. They knew it was coming. They thought they had enough time to prepare themselves. They drafted a plan. They created the trap. They didn't monitor its growth. It's okay, some said. It will be fine. When they saw it, they knew they were in trouble. Who'll be the sacrificial hero? Who? No one wanted to be a hero. Arguments, fighting, some died. Let's feed those to the beast. No, no respect for the dead. Some were imprisoned. Yes, let the revolution begin now, before everyone gets killed, one way or another. This is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcuff.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning. This is Richard. And this is my story for this week. It's called Come the Revolution.
Come the revolution, things are going to change around here. No more of your Western decadence, your relentless consumerism, and your immoral self-serving lifestyles. Come the revolution, the glorious leader will rule with an iron fist, and your capitalist ideals will be trodden underfoot. And come the revolution, I will stand at the forefront, proudly hoisting the glorious flag of the hammer and sickle. Mark my words, the day is coming soon. What? What do you mean, the revolution already happened? You say I missed it? Remind me never to rely on communist newspaper for latest information again. There you go. I'm all done, so until next time, goodbye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
It has always fascinated me how the smallest, incremental movements can have the most devastating results. Like how the slightest squeeze of a finger on a trigger can bring about instant death. Or, let's consider the position you find yourself in now. Limbs secured and stretched to their limit. Sinews straining, muscles taut. And all it takes is for me to turn the wheel through just a fraction of a revolution to cause the most extreme and intense pain that can be imagined. And then imagine if I gave it a full turn? Except, you don't have to imagine it.
Hello, night people. Tom here. Oh boy, am I tired. And a story this evening, if I can focus on the screen. Pictures of Chairman Mao. I saw the topic and immediately thought of the Beatles song. Problem is, 4 days of news feeds? Dead tired. I'm trying to remember what it was like to be a 15-year-old kid watching a nation pulling itself apart. Revolution, the song, pissed a lot of adults off. What they missed was the song was posing the question, show me a better way. I still see it as a love song to possibility. Just as a lark, I took a look at my 45 collection. There it was, with the split apple background, Hey Jude on the flip side. And I think America's going to be okay. So, good night, wherever you are.
Trevor Zaino here with a story on the word revolution. Vinyl discs at 33 revolutions per minute are the perfect form of music reproduction. You can keep your CDs. Yes, I know you can get scratches and cat pee on them, and they'll still play, but what sort of quality is that? And digital files that play identically every time, completely soulless. An LP is a living thing, whose hisses and crackles are mementos of the owner's relationship with it. Playing an LP is like making love, compared with which an MP3 file is like a whore off the street. At least, that's what I told myself until I got an iPod.
Take a trip with me. to planet Z.
Nobody has seen the king for years. Decisions are still being made by the palace, but nobody has actually seen the king or heard anything out of him. It's just the palace making the decisions, say his advisors. If you demand to see the king, you're turned away by the guards. The guards, the servants, the advisors, everyone is silent. I got a job as a cook, managed my way into the king's chambers, laying on the bed wires throughout his body. I am the palace now, says a voice. And I ran, and I haven't stopped running since.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of revolution. So, what did you think? Go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com and you can comment on the show. You can go through the archives and listen to other shows. You can see links to everybody's sites that sent a link along with their story and learn more about them. Or you can listen to more stories and I don't know. You can do whatever you want. The topic for the next weekly challenge is plump. So get writing, get thinking. And I know one of these days I'll break down the 2021 topics into the various dates and such. Lazy. Not like I'm at home all day, right? Anyway, let's wrap this thing up. Thank you for being a part of the weekly challenge. And, as always, keep it brief.